Well, to start off with, we're going to try to do an old tune called the Alabama Jubilee. Appreciate that. This next number we're going to do is an old fiddle tune that I've heard folks play around here a lot. That's mainly where I learned it from. I used to play it a little, and I heard R.P. and Sam Rosetta playing on the hammer dulcimer a lot, and I really like it. It's an old tune called the Snowflake Reel. I'd like to say thanks to Margo and all the folks for giving me a chance to pick here. I'm a little bit nervous and shaky, but I'll try to not miss too many licks. And I appreciate Michael over here doing some excellent backup with that nice. I like his guitar, too. It's a nice special built Martin, just specially for him. And I'm sure he's proud of it, as he should be, and it sounds great.
Wish it sounded as good as that one.
Well, it does. For this next tune, we're going to try to play some Carter Family tunes. Have any of y'all ever heard of the Carter Family? It's not the ones that grow peanuts down in Georgia now. So they're from down close to the part of the country that I am, down in southwestern Virginia in Scott County. And they wrote a lot of really neat old songs. I'm going to try to do about a little medley of about four of them or something. The first one's Keep on the Sunny Side, Jimmy Brown, the Newsboy, and You Are My Flower, and Wildwood Flower. Folks down where I live think the Wildwood Flower is the national anthem, too. They stand up and take their hat off when that tune is played.
And cry.
Going to bore you with too many guitar tunes. Did I write make it? Yeah, good. We got a real special treat for you just after this tune.
We hope.
I think he's here. As if we weren't nervous enough. I'm going to try to play an old Texas fiddlers play this one out west in contests a lot. Unless it's an old-time fiddle tune that I've heard all my life. And
oh, they play it around here, too.
Do they?
Oh.
Yeah. That's a... the one called the Gray Eagle.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all listening to our guitar tunes and being so nice to us and everything. And now we have a special treat. I'm going to call up one of my guitar students, one of my instrument making students, to come up here and do some fiddling. And Ira Bernstein is going to come up and do some of the fanciest footwork you've ever seen. And
when Ira danced last week, Ira.
This is Jim Garber from Brooklyn, New York.
We have a special request there from Michael. Usually dancing around means that there's someone in the middle of the audience is surrounding that person. We're going to change the meaning of dancing around. I'm going to try to dance around the audience.
You might want to start over there since that matters.
Yeah, I think what I'm going to do is maybe I'll start over here and I'll dance around this way. And I'll come around and I'll jump up on the platform next to Jim and end it off over there next to Jim. We'll do the best we can. I have no idea whether it's even passable back there, but I'll find out when I get there.
If it isn't passable back there, you better get it passable back there, because he'll plow it wide open. Last week when Ira danced, I had more fun watching Wayne watching Ira than I did watching Ira.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Well, I'd seen you before, but I'd never seen Wayne watching you before.
I know.
It was a caution, I'll tell you that. If there's anybody asleep back there, they better move or it's going to be metal on.
And then metal on. Now, I hope there are no babies on the floor. We don't want metal on babies.
What are you going to play?
A tune called Rock That Cradle Joe.
All right. Thank you.
Delmore Brothers tune. Delmore Brothers picked up a lot of blues things, and the music's really conducive to two-part harmony, so you can imagine old What's-His-Face over there doing backup harmony if you want. Thank you. I think different people have different songs that are the blues to them. I try to learn real fancy guitar tunes where I can't, to me, somehow I don't get a bluesy feeling from that. If you're feeling real down and low, trying to play Hot Licks to me, it just isn't where it's at in playing blues. But I also think there are a lot of tunes that aren't necessarily blues in style, but that you can sing. I mean, to me, the best thing to do when you feel miserable is just sing the most horrible, depressing songs that you know and sing just about as low as you can, and somehow it makes me feel better. I don't know what it is. I can't play a real fast, funky blues if I feel bad. I have to be furious to do that, or just partying and having a good time. And I like real slow, kind of lonesome sound, whether it's bluesy or not. And the song I was thinking I might do next, this is an old Percy Sledge tune that I really like. I like those old tunes.
Can't eat around my brain.
brain. Teaching a class on women's blues, so I figured I ought to do at least one or two of those. There are two types of women's blues that developed in the 20s and 30s. There were some women that played guitar and recorded playing guitar, and it's really a more folky sound, much more like what you're used to hearing in other blues tunes. And there was also a style of blues called classic blues, which was women that were really performers. They were going out and performing on vaudeville circuits, performing, say, closing act for a circus, and also just performing in their own right. And with them, they had a lot of jazz musicians and a lot of very fine people backing them up. So it's not an acoustic style. It's more of a vocal style with very fine backup. Maybe I'll do one of each. I'll do a Bessie Smith tune and a Memphis Minnie tune, something like that. This is a Bessie Smith tune, which, again, this is something I don't sing when I'm down. I can't sing a humorous bluesy tune when I'm sunk way down. This is more like a fun kind of thing. This is called Send Me to the Electric Chair. I mean, now, if you really mean it, you know, but I can't take it too seriously. It's also one of the things I was talking about today in the class is taking from the repertoire of women's blues, there are very few songs that a modern contemporary musician female would want to sing. A lot of the lyrics are very depressing, you know, my man beats me and whips me, but won't you please come back anyway, and kind of, you know, I'm so down, I'll see how farther I can go. And Bessie Smith has several songs that are just kind of, you know, you can get a good spirit out of it that you'd kind of like to see. This one I probably wouldn't do. She kills her guy with a razor and she kicks him, and it's, you know, it's a little bit beyond what most of us would get into, but it's kind of fun. Some of us out there, you never know. I remember last year before getting this, John Jackson did